We all face challenges in life that can be difficult to overcome. Whether it's dealing with disappointment, loss, or stress, the wisdom of Stoic philosophy can offer valuable guidance. In this video, we explore the three Stoic ways of letting go, drawing inspiration from the great philosopher Marcus Aurelius. 1. The power of acceptance. To truly let go of our inner turmoils and external struggles, the first Stoic way Marcus Aurelius imparts is the power of acceptance. The acceptance of things as they are, and the realization that many aspects of life are beyond our control, is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. This powerful idea can be a source of great liberation, allowing us to release the grip of our desires and anxieties. In his Meditations, Marcus Aurelius eloquently states, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This fundamental Stoic tenet serves as a reminder that the only domain over which we have true authority is our own mind and the choices we make. External events, the actions of others, and even our own physical well-being are often beyond our control. Instead of railing against these uncontrollable forces, we can choose to accept them and focus our energy on what we can change: our own perceptions and reactions. The power of acceptance is not a passive surrender to fate, but an active and deliberate choice to embrace reality as it is. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to confront life's challenges with equanimity, to confront the harsh truths with a calm and composed spirit. He reminds us that suffering often arises from our resistance to the inevitable and our attachment to fleeting desires. The Stoic practice of acceptance involves developing the ability to differentiate between what is within our control and what is not. By accepting the unchangeable aspects of life, we free ourselves from the torment of perpetual discontent. This does not mean complacency, but a wise and measured approach to life's inevitable ups and downs. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "Do not let the future disturb you. You will come to it, if you have to, with the same reason you apply now to the present." This teaching urges us to focus on the present moment, to let go of the anxiety about what might happen in the future, and instead, engage with the challenges of today with a clear and rational mind. The practice of acceptance is not only about accepting external circumstances, but also extends to self-acceptance. We must acknowledge our own imperfections, weaknesses, and limitations without self-judgment. This self-compassion can help release us from the bondage of self-criticism, guilt, and shame. As we internalize the wisdom of acceptance, we become less enslaved by our attachments, fears, and desires. The realization that we cannot change the past or control the future liberates us from the anguish of regret and anxiety about the unknown. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This is an invitation to transform obstacles into opportunities and challenges into growth. 2. Cultivating detachment. Detachment is the second Stoic way of letting go, and it complements the power of acceptance. While acceptance helps us come to terms with the reality of life, detachment teaches us to distance ourselves from the outcomes of our actions and the external world. By cultivating this mental and emotional separation, we can find freedom from the emotional roller coaster of success and failure, gain and loss. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of detachment in his Meditations. "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." This simple yet profound reflection invites us to appreciate life itself, rather than attaching our happiness to specific outcomes. Detachment does not mean apathy or indifference. Rather, it encourages us to give our best effort without becoming emotionally entangled with the results. When we attach our well-being to external outcomes, we set ourselves up for disappointment and suffering. The Stoic practice of detachment allows us to act with integrity and virtue, focusing on the process and our intentions, while letting go of the fruits of our actions. In the face of adversity or loss, detachment provides a shield against despair. Marcus Aurelius notes, "Nothing happens to any man that he is not formed by nature to bear." This Stoic perspective reminds us that we possess the inner strength and resilience to face life's challenges. By not fixating on the external circumstances, we can maintain our inner peace and equanimity, even in the midst of turbulence. Cultivating detachment from material possessions and social status liberates us from the relentless pursuit of wealth and prestige. Marcus Aurelius advises, "To the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you may be the world." This perspective encourages us to prioritize our relationships and the impact we have on others over material gains. It reminds us that our true worth lies in our character and how we treat those around us. The Stoic way of detachment extends to our relationships as well. In a world filled with ever-changing dynamics and inevitable conflicts, Marcus Aurelius teaches us to let go of our attachment to the behavior and opinions of others. Instead, he suggests we focus on our own virtue, integrity, and inner tranquility. By doing so, we free ourselves from the emotional turmoil that often accompanies the need for approval or the fear of criticism. Detachment does not mean isolation or emotional isolation. Rather, it encourages us to engage with the world and others more authentically. When we release the attachment to outcomes and external validation, we can relate to others with greater empathy, compassion, and understanding. In this way, detachment becomes a gateway to more meaningful and harmonious relationships. 3. Practicing the art of letting go. The third Stoic way of letting go, as elucidated by Marcus Aurelius, is the practice of letting go itself. This is the culmination of acceptance and detachment, where we actively and consciously release our attachments, desires, and anxieties. It involves embracing the impermanence of life and the transitory nature of all things. In Meditations, Marcus Aurelius imparts this wisdom. It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult. He encourages us to dare to let go, to confront the challenges of our attachments head-on. This practice requires courage and self-awareness, as it necessitates looking within and acknowledging the attachments that hold us captive. The art of letting go is not an overnight transformation, but a continuous journey of self-discovery and growth. It involves a deep exploration of our inner world, uncovering the root causes of our attachments and desires. By understanding the underlying fears and insecurities that drive our cravings, we can begin the process of liberation. One of the central tenets of Stoicism is the recognition of the impermanence of all things. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "Everything is only for a day, both that which remembers and that which is remembered." This perspective urges us to let go of our fixation on the past and future and focus on the present moment. By doing so, we can fully engage with the beauty and richness of the now, unburdened by regrets or anxieties. The practice of letting go extends to our relationships as well. In the realm of personal connections, we often cling to expectations and attachments that can lead to disappointment and heartache. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to cultivate an attitude of detachment and acceptance in our relationships, acknowledging that we cannot control the actions and feelings of others. The practice of letting go involves forgiveness. Holding on to grudges and resentment can be a heavy burden that weighs us down and prevents us from experiencing true peace. Marcus Aurelius advises, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." This wisdom teaches us to release our desire for revenge and choose the path of forgiveness and understanding instead. The art of letting go also extends to the realm of material possessions. Our society often encourages the pursuit of material wealth and consumerism, leading to the accumulation of possessions that can become a source of stress and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "Do not indulge in dreams of having what you have not, but reckon up the chief of the blessings you do possess, and then thankfully remember how you would crave for them if they were not yours." This teaching encourages us to appreciate the possessions we have, let go of the insatiable desire for more, and be content with what we already possess. Letting go also applies to our own self-image and ego. Many of us are attached to our self-concept and the need for validation and recognition. The Stoic path invites us to release these attachments and recognize our intrinsic worth beyond external validation. The power of acceptance teaches us to embrace reality as it is, focusing on what we can control while releasing our grip on the uncontrollable. Cultivating detachment allows us to act with virtue and integrity, unburdened by the outcomes of our actions and the whims of the external world. The practice of letting go itself is the art of embracing impermanence, freeing ourselves from attachments, desires, and anxieties that hinder our well-being. In the midst of life's challenges, uncertainties, and adversities, the teachings of Marcus Aurelius offer a guiding light. His words continue to inspire and motivate, reminding us that we have the power to shape our own inner world, irrespective of the external circumstances. As we navigate the complex terrain of existence, we can draw strength from his stoic ways of letting go, creating a life that is marked by tranquility, wisdom, and the courage to dare to let go. Let Marcus Aurelius' wisdom be a constant companion on your journey towards a more stoic, serene, and fulfilling life. In the words of the great Stoic himself, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. The three Stoic ways of letting go can help you become that good person, unburdened by the weight of attachments and anxieties, and embracing the path of virtue and wisdom. The Stoics believe that the mind is the most powerful tool we possess, and it is within our minds that we have the ability to achieve inner mastery. Marcus Aurelius often referred to the mind as a citadel, a fortress that should be protected and fortified. He wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This wisdom highlights the Stoic understanding that true power lies in our ability to control our own thoughts and perceptions. To practice inner mastery, we must become aware of our thoughts and beliefs. Our minds are often cluttered with irrational fears, desires, and judgments. We create unnecessary suffering for ourselves by clinging to these thoughts and allowing them to control us. Inner mastery begins with the recognition that our thoughts are within our control, and we have the power to change them. The Stoic exercises of mindfulness and self-reflection are invaluable tools in achieving inner mastery. By observing our thoughts without judgment and questioning their validity, we can start to dismantle irrational beliefs and replace them with more rational and constructive ones. This process allows us to let go of negative thought patterns and cultivate a mind that is more resilient and peaceful. Emotions are an integral part of the human experience, and the Stoics recognize their significance. However, they also understood that emotions often arise from our judgments and beliefs about events, rather than the events themselves. Marcus Aurelius observed, "If you are pained by any external thing, it is not this thing that disturbs you, but your judgment about it. And it is in your power to wipe out that judgment now." This Stoic insight teaches us that emotions are not inherently good or bad, but rather impartial judges of our judgments. By examining our emotions and the underlying beliefs that trigger them, we can gain a better understanding of ourselves and the areas where we need to exercise inner mastery. One of the Stoic practices related to emotions is known as premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils. This exercise involves visualizing worst-case scenarios and preparing ourselves mentally to face them. By doing so, we are less likely to be overwhelmed by fear or anxiety when adverse events occur, and we can approach challenges with a calm and rational mind. The Stoics emphasize the importance of discipline in our desires and aversions. Desire, according to the Stoics, is the root of suffering. When we desire things that are beyond our control or become averse to things we cannot avoid, we create unnecessary turmoil in our lives. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If you seek tranquility, do less." Or, more accurately, do what's essential, what the logos of a social being requires, and in the requisite way, which brings a double satisfaction: to do less, better. This teaching encourages us to focus on what is truly essential in life and to let go of our desires for superfluous or unattainable things. The Stoics practiced a mental exercise known as the view from above, where they imagined themselves observing life from a cosmic perspective. By doing this, they were able to gain a greater sense of perspective and detachment from their desires and aversions. This exercise allowed them to see the transitory nature of life and the insignificance of many of their concerns, thus enabling them to release attachments and anxieties. The Stoics believe that the ultimate goal of life is to live in accordance with virtue. Virtue, in Stoic philosophy, is the highest form of goodness and the only true source of happiness. Inner mastery, then, is intimately tied to the cultivation of virtue. According to Marcus Aurelius, the art of living is more like wrestling than dancing, insofar as it stands ready against the accidental and the unforeseen, and is not apt to fall. This analogy underscores the idea that life is filled with challenges and unexpected events. Inner mastery, rooted in virtue, prepares us to face these challenges with resilience, courage, and wisdom. Stoicism identifies four cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline. These virtues serve as guiding principles for a life of inner mastery. Wisdom helps us make rational choices. Courage empowers us to face difficulties with grace. Justice reminds us to treat others with fairness. And self-discipline allows us to control our desires and aversions. Inner mastery is not merely about personal gain. It is about living a life of virtue and contributing positively to the well-being of others and society as a whole. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Inner mastery, guided by the virtues, enables us to become the best versions of ourselves and make a positive impact on the world. Through mindfulness, self-reflection, and the cultivation of virtue, we can embark on a journey of inner mastery that allows us to navigate the challenges of life with wisdom and tranquility. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Let these words serve as a reminder of the Stoic path to inner mastery and the power it holds to liberate us from the burdens that weigh us down. Contentment is a state of inner peace and satisfaction that arises from accepting and appreciating the present moment, free from the burden of craving for more or lamenting what is lacking. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes that true contentment is not contingent upon external circumstances, but is a product of our own perspective and judgments. He writes, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." In a world that often encourages us to constantly pursue more, the Stoic path of contentment encourages us to let go of the never-ending cycle of desire and aversion. By recognizing the sufficiency of the present moment, we can free ourselves from the tyranny of unfulfilled desires and anxieties about the future. Gratitude is a central theme in the Stoic practice of contentment. Marcus Aurelius advises us to not to be overwhelmed by anything, not to be crushed by it, not to crave more of it, but to be so pleased with it already as to think it's everything. Gratitude encourages us to appreciate the simple pleasures of life and to find joy in the ordinary. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we can let go of the constant desire for more and instead focus on what we already have. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to discontent and can transform our perspective on life. It allows us to see the beauty in the everyday, to cherish the people and experiences that enrich our lives, and to recognize the abundance that surrounds us. One of the paradoxes of Stoicism is the idea that we should be content with what we have while also striving for continuous self-improvement. This apparent contradiction is resolved by understanding that the Stoics advocate contentment with our current circumstances, but also encourage the pursuit of virtue and wisdom as ultimate goals. Marcus Aurelius explains, "The art of life is more like the wrestler's art than the dancer's, in respect of this, that it should stand ready and firm to meet onsets which are sudden and unexpected." In this analogy, he suggests that life is filled with unexpected challenges, and our contentment does not preclude us from facing and overcoming them with courage and resilience. The Stoic path to contentment, therefore, involves letting go of the attachment to external achievements and material possessions, while simultaneously nurturing our inner character and virtue. Contentment is not complacency. It is the foundation from which we can embark on a journey of self-improvement and moral growth. Marcus Aurelius advises, "You see how few things you have to do to live a satisfying and reverent life." This insight encourages us to reevaluate our priorities and let go of the pursuit of material excess. Contentment can be found in a life that is unburdened by the relentless accumulation of possessions and the never-ending quest for more. Simplicity allows us to let go of the distractions and clutter that often fill our lives. By simplifying our lifestyles and possessions, we create space for reflection, inner peace, and a greater appreciation for the essentials of life. This practice echoes the Stoic principle of detachment, as it invites us to detach from the endless pursuit of material wealth and find contentment in the present moment. The ultimate goal of the Stoic path to contentment is the attainment of tranquility. Tranquility is a state of inner calm, a serenity that is free from the turbulence of excessive desire, aversion, and attachment. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "He who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe." Tranquility is not a passive state, but a dynamic and vibrant one. It is the result of a disciplined mind that has let go of the burdens of discontent and desires. By embracing the Stoic practice of contentment, we can experience this profound sense of tranquility, regardless of external circumstances. Contentment is a state of inner peace that is not contingent upon external circumstances, but is rooted in our perspective and judgments. By nurturing contentment, we can free ourselves from the burdens of craving and anxiety. And in doing so, we can experience the profound tranquility that the Stoics cherish. As you journey along the Stoic path to contentment, remember the words of Marcus Aurelius. "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Let these words inspire you to let go of discontent and embrace the profound contentment that can be found within, in the simple joys of the present moment.